Studio 360.
In 2013, a zillion peculiar and kind of cool videos suddenly popped up on YouTube. They were all similar, but not identical. They're these abstract, random red and blue triangles, and each video is scored with electronic sounds. So what were these videos? Of course, the internet speculated wildly. Maybe some kind of viral marketing stunt? Signals from a spy? Messages from extraterrestrials? As it turned out, none of the above. After all the internet talk, a tenacious blogger in Italy traced the videos to Google's offices in Zurich. And Google, which owns YouTube, confessed. The videos were a way they tested YouTube's video quality. In the social media age, small truths like that are regularly unearthed. When the internet bands together, by golly, it can solve anything. But can it? Really? The hive mind may have met its match in what's come to be known as the most mysterious song on the internet. Studio 360's Sam Kim has the story.
In March 2007, someone named Anton went on a couple of music websites. He was asking for help. He wrote, "I recorded this in 1982 to 1984 from a German radio station, and I've been looking for the singer ever since." And then he uploaded this song. It stumped everybody on the internet, including this guy from Cincinnati, Brandon. He asked us only to use his first name.
Like many other people, when I first heard it, it sounded very familiar. I was just racking my brain trying to figure out what song it was, and I couldn't. And that really bothered me. We think he's speaking in English. We can't tell. It's kind of a scary song if you think about it. Just because of how dark it sounds. The recording, since it's so old, it's kind of deteriorated. It's a bit slowed down and off pitch. Some people think it may be some kind of lost demo from a bigger band like Depeche Mode or Joy Division, but I definitely don't think it's one of those.
Many of those guesses were immediately ruled out, and after a few weeks, the replies started to dry up.
Until a few years later, when somebody named Gabriel...
That's Gabriel Vieira. He's a sound engineer in Brazil.
He had a friend from Dead Wax Records who told him about this song. So it was right up his alley, you know, to look for this song. And then he just started posting it everywhere on the internet he possibly could to get as much coverage as he could.
Gabriel created a new page on Reddit dedicated to the song, and it quickly gained over 2,800 followers in July. Today, it's over 4,000, and Brandon became a moderator for one of the discussion sites.
And that eventually worked, because when it made it to YouTube, the video got lots of hits, and it really just kind of created that fire for people to search for it.
And collectively, all the videos about this song racked up over 1 million views.
And I think there's a good dose of lightning in a bottle going on here. There's plenty of mystery songs you can go on the internet and find nothing about. And this one just happened to be the one that caught fire.
What set this song apart were the unintelligible lyrics.
It sounds like he's speaking a language, but you can't really pick up on it. I think that has something to do with people's interest with it.
Gabriel isolated the vocals and he shared it with the online community. They tried to decipher what the singer was saying and speculated on what the song is about. People generally agree on the first part. Like the wind, you came here running. The rest is up for debate. The most disputed part of the lyrics is the sixth line. Some people think it's, "There's no sense communication." Or is it safe communication? Or maybe unification?
No, We have a theory that the lyrics are about the Berlin Wall and the split between East and West Germany and a yearning for unification. And what I like is that somehow 35 years later, the song accomplished what it wanted to do in unifying people just in a much different way.
And everyone was wondering about the original poster of the song, Anton. Who was he? And where did he get this recording? One poster speculated that Anton might actually be the singer. No one has been able to contact Anton ever since his original posts. He just disappeared. But there was a clue in his messages. He mentioned that back in the 80s, he listened to a German radio show called Music for Young People.
That was run by Paul Baskerville.
Paul Baskerville is now hosting a radio show called Nachtclub.
NDR Info. Nachtclub.
Und heute Mikrofon ist Paul Baskerville. Guten Abend.
So we've contacted Paul.
He didn't recognize the song, but maybe his listeners would. So on July 21st, he played the song on his show.
Wenn einer von euch es kennt, wäre es natürlich wunderbar. Ihr würdet einige Leute im Netz sehr glücklich machen. Here's also the mysterious song, or the most mysterious song on the internet.
Nobody in the audience could identify the song.
We asked them if they have any archives of their past broadcasts, but they don't keep them from that far back. So unfortunately, that lead is kind of a dead end as of right now.
But it wasn't all for naught. It did get the attention of somebody very important to the story.
Hey, it's me. I'm Anton, but I'm not Anton, I'm Lydia.
It turns out that Anton is actually someone named Lydia. She lives in... I'll let her pronounce it.
I'm in Wilhelmshaven. It's a small town in northern part of Germany, not far from the sea.
And like Brandon, she prefers to keep her last name to herself. Lydia heard the episode of Nachtclub. She was shocked to discover that her internet question from 2007 inadvertently created this internet community.
That's the most crazy thing, I think, from my life.
So why did she call herself Anton back then?
Almost everything was done under an alias, because when I was using the internet and asking questions, and I did it as a female, I didn't like the way people were acting sometimes. So I decided to act as a male person.
And she finally explained where this tape originally came from, a 14-year-old kid.
It was first recorded by my brother, probably in between 1982 and 1984. We can't figure it out anymore. It's too long ago. And he used to record songs from the radio after school nearly every day. It became a collection for, I think, about, don't know, 40 or 50 cassettes. Usually my brother wrote down, of course, what he was recording. We really don't know how it went lost, because he only heard it once in his life on the radio. So it was one chance to write it down, and he didn't get it. Maybe he wrote it down and lost the paper. That's a thing he said. He has to admit that it's possible, too. He has no idea about it.
Today, her brother is a graphic designer. He doesn't want his name out there and wants to keep a low profile. Years after Lydia's brother recorded the song, he kept coming back to that tape, trying to figure out who the musician was. He couldn't stop thinking about it.
He was trying all the time through all the years to find it. He talked to people. He asked everybody who used to listen to similar music like this. And I'm not sure if it's still only the song. It's become, just let me put the word in my translator, sorry. Selbstständig. It's not connected anymore to the song. It's more about the searching, about finding out.
He eventually digitized the song and sent it to Lydia.
I'm not sure if it was a good idea, but in 2007, I thought, do something about it. Make your brother a little bit more happy and try to find out what who's singing that, because he couldn't let it go. So I uploaded it.
She's still waiting for an answer. But today, the most mysterious song on the internet has become a meme. It inspires the creativity of the people drawn in by the mystery. There's a cover by Mike Mills. Like the wind. It has over 40,000 hits. You came running. There's a remake to sound like something from a Sega Genesis game. And an acoustic version by W&N Covers. Check it out. But the covers can't substitute for the real thing. As the commenters on YouTube wrote, we must find this song. And someone else said, some German guy from the 80s doesn't know how much of an impact this song has had.
I'm absolutely curious who it is.
And I'm sure they'd be happy to know that 35 odd years later, people are interested in what they had to say.
You can listen to the most mysterious song on the internet at studio360.org. And if you've got any information about the song, you can email Lydia at mysteriousong84@gmail.com. Sam Kim produced that story.